Even if Arthur Frommer decides to skip Arizona, hundreds of thousands of folks will still visit the Grand Canyon this year. According to Forbes, it's the 20th most visited place in America. Number three on that list is the National Mall in Washington, D.C. And perhaps its most glittery attraction is the Hope Diamond at the National Museum of Natural History. Jeweler Harry Winston donated that blue gem to the museum 50 years ago, and to mark the occasion, the Smithsonian will temporarily reset the stone in a new design. We visited the diamond this past week with the museum's gem curator, Jeffrey Post.
This, of course, is the famous Hope Diamond.
This is the famous Hope Diamond.
Tell me a little bit about how this diamond got to be here at the Museum of Natural History.
Well, the Hope Diamond was a gift to the Smithsonian Institution and therefore to the American people from Harry Winston in 1958.
Jeweler
in New York. And after the death of Evelyn Walsh McLean, a woman who lived here in Washington, D.C., and the last really private owner of the Hope Diamond, Harry Winston bought the diamond from her estate in 1949. And in 1958, he decided that the United States should have a great national gem collection. And Harry Winston was fond of saying, well, we don't have a king and queen, but we should have our crown jewels.
There's a lot of mythology around this diamond. Some of it seems quite odd. I mean, some of the people who have come into contact with the diamond have found themselves either dead a few years later or in accidents. It's called the curse, right?
Well, the curse is certainly one of the fun parts of the mythology, the stories associated with the Hope Diamond. And it seems that the whole story of a curse developed about the time that Pierre Cartier was trying to get Evelyn Walsh McLean interested in buying the diamond. And she was known to be interested in diamonds or other pieces of jewelry that had stories, that had histories associated with them. So it's pretty clear that Pierre Cartier, if he didn't completely make up the story, certainly greatly embellished the story to get her interested. And then Evelyn Walsh McLean's life itself started to add some fuel to that fire, in the sense that even though she was a very wealthy woman, the queen of the social scene here in the eastern part of the United States, very well known. Despite her wealth, she had a lot of unhappiness in her life. One of her sons was killed at an early age in a very unusual automobile accident. Her daughter committed suicide. Her husband ended up in an insane asylum. And she died, a relatively unhappy woman at a fairly early age. And so for people who like to believe in bad luck and curses, well, you look at, here's this wealthy lady and all these terrible things happen to her. Well, it must be the diamond. And so the story just goes on and on and on.
You guys have decided to reset this diamond.
We've sort of decided on a theme for this anniversary of allowing our public to see the diamond in a new way, or to see it in ways they've never seen it before. First of all, we're going to take the diamond out of its setting, the historic setting that we have it in now, and we're going to display it for several months just as the diamond.
Just as the diamond.
Just as the diamond.
In this case, same
way. As one of my colleagues likes to refer to it, the naked diamond.
Wow. It's just,
and so
when was the last time it was seen that way?
It's never been shown publicly that way.
Wow.
In fact, it's only been very rarely we've ever taken it out of its setting. And so this will allow people a chance to see the diamond itself. And starting next spring sometime, we'll put that diamond in that new setting on exhibit here for 6 months or so. And then at the end of that time, it'll go back into its original historic
setting. Into the Cartier setting.
Back into the Cartier setting, and it'll be seen as it always has been seen.
Jeffrey Post is curator of the National Gems and Mineral Collection at the National Museum of Natural History. Dr. Post, thanks so much for your time.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for coming over and visiting us.
And you can see pictures of the diamond and find out how you can vote on which temporary setting you think the diamond ought to be in at thenewnpr.org.